This is the Lunch Bunch with Andrew Hawthorne and Company on VOCM. For the next half hour, we will peek behind the big stories we are all talking about today. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station. Now, your host of the Lunch Bunch, Andrew Hawthorne.
Love is in the air. Welcome to our special Valentine's Day edition of the Lunch Bunch. If you are with that certain special someone, or if you hate that certain special someone, that's okay too. Valentine's Day is for all kinds of people, both lovers and haters and me, the lovers, the dreamers, etc. I'm joined by a bunch of really cool people today. We're having a fun double date here in the VOCM studio. We're going to talk about some Valentine's Day stuff. And this is the only legitimate way I've been able to sneak my significant other onto the show. And that's Dr. Ainsley Hawthorne. Hi, Ainsley.
Hi, I'm delighted to be here.
Welcome to the show.
It's only slightly nepotism.
It's entirely nepotism, though not illegal nepotism, just technical nepotism.
That's true.
That's a fun
Valentine's
definition.
Valentine's Day is for lovers, haters, and corrupt
hosts of talk shows.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What I do.
Yeah.
So, you know, as full disclosure, so you and I have been together for 22 years.
Yeah, since high school.
This is the background we're bringing. So we're going to be able to talk from this kind of a background that we were high school sweethearts, did a little long distance relationship and stuff like that. It totally sucked. Don't recommend that.
Mm-mm.
No. But, you know, that's just the disclosure part of this. So everybody's going to have their own take on Valentine's Day. Some people are going to ignore it entirely, or if you're doing a singles day or something out there, it's totally cool.
Galentine's Day
is awesome.
Yeah, as an alternative, which I think is a great idea.
Do you have a Galentine?
I haven't given it any thought till now. I mean, to be honest, you and I don't tend to do a whole lot for Valentine's Day.
We don't really anymore, no. We
no.
just grab some sushi and cuddle the dog.
That's what it's come to, folks. We just cuddle the dog for Valentine's Day.
That's real romance.
No, but really, I have mixed feelings about it because on the one hand, it's nice to have an opportunity to be reminded to do something for the person or people that you love. But on the other hand, nobody really wants to be tied down to a date, especially when you're in a long-term relationship. You're trying to show someone you love them all the time. And I have no real interest in fighting with crowds to get out to restaurants or other events on Valentine's Day.
Sure.
That is just not my scene.
Well, let's bring in the rest of our guests on this conversation because I want some answers. First of all, welcoming back the triumphant return to the studio, Telegram reporter David Marr. Hello, David.
Thank you. Hey, Andrew. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming in. And of course, your very special someone is on the phone, Stephen Sampson. How you doing, Stephen?
Great. How are you?
Welcome to the show. So I wanted to throw it out to the room. So Ainsley was hinting at this a bit. You know, some people are very cynical about Valentine's Day. They say, you know, it's just a Hallmark holiday or whatever and stuff like that. Other people really love it. Like, what's the going around the room here? Stephen, maybe you should start. Like, how do you feel about Valentine's Day?
Myself? Sorry, I was...
Are you big on Valentine's Day or do you think it's just a cash grab for Hallmark? You there, Steven? I think we've lost you. Are you there? Okay, we're going to try to get Steven back in a second. David, maybe you can respond for your couplehood in the room.
Yes. I can fill in the other side of the equation, I guess.
Indeed.
I can translate from the echoes there. For ourselves, for myself and Steven, I mean, we've been together for, this will be 8 years.
It's a solid relationship.
Congratulations.
We got engaged last June at a Shania Twain concert.
You sure? Yeah. Can you tell the story of that? Because it's a pretty good story.
I hope Steven could hear right now. We had planned kind of a family trip up to Montreal because Shania Twain was playing up there. Because
absolutely.
My God. And you know, both sides of our family really, really liked that. So we had my mother and my sister and my aunt and then his mother and father and two sisters were there. And we got to the Bell Center and. And she started playing From This Moment, and I was like, you know what? Here we go. And I waited for the key change, and then on the key change, because if you're going to do it, you got to do it right. And if you're going to do it gay, you've got to do it on the key change.
So you hadn't planned this beforehand. It just happened.
Yeah, no. I thought about doing the whole, like, you know, may I ask the permission of your parents? And just kind of dropped down on the knee. And, you know, hey, they were there to witness it.
Oh, that's good. So you could swear to it in court. I think we've got Stephen back. Stephen, were you surprised by this impromptu Shania Twain proposal?
I mean, definitely. I fully did not know. I was really just expecting to go see a lovely concert, and I did not expect. I think the question that I asked was, I was like, are you drunk? Are you too drunk? Because obviously you go to Shania Twain, you go to drink, and there was
one or two stadium size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's too bad. Ruined the whole concert, I'm sure. Yeah.
No. Yeah, that was definitely a surprise, though.
So, you know, throwing it out again now that we've got you back, how do the pair of you feel about Valentine's Day? Is this a cynical holiday, or is this just, hey, man, another excuse to have a nice, lovey day?
I think I would personally back up Ainsley on this one a little bit, insofar as like, you know, I mean... especially in a long-term relationship, I mean, you're with the person all the time. You're doing your best to make things work. No matter what it says on the calendar. But you know, today is a specific day where everyone kind of gets together and says I love you. And I don't know if we
could use more love in the world.
One more excuse to say that.
Yeah. What are your thoughts, Stephen?
I half agree with that. I think it's fun to play the game. I think it's fun to. Make a big deal out of things. I love the attention, so it's always great that way. But I do also agree that it's one of those things that I don't necessarily need one specific day to decide that I love someone. I know all year round.
Excellent. Okay, so you know we'll put us all down as undecided on Valentine's
Mixed
Day.
Feelings,
but generally positive, I think.
And it is a very commercialized holiday, and it's one of the first commercialized holidays because they started selling greeting cards for Valentine's Day in the 1840s in the United States.
Really?
Yeah, it had been celebrated for a few centuries already, and people made their own Valentine notes exchange with people.
Was it celebrated similarly? Like, you know, for was Shakespeare going like, I choose you, Marlo?
There's a Chaucer poem about Valentine's Day.
Really?
Yeah, from the 14th century.
All right.
That mentions one of their ideas about the middle of February being romantic was that they believed birds were waking up from hibernation because they, at that time, migration wasn't understood.
Not happening here.
Yeah, that was not invented in Newfoundland.
No.
So birds are waking up from their winter hibernation and mating around the middle of February. And so that's one of the things they associate Valentine's Day with, is that the birds are waking up, they're mating, and it's a good time for human beings to start getting together.
The birds
as well.
And the bees.
Yeah,
doing as
the
birds.
It is.
You know, 50% of the equation at least.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately,
so we basically can thank the birds for Valentine's Day?
Well, it goes back older than that, but that was a lot of the symbolism for like British people in the Middle Ages. It probably goes all the way back to the Roman period.
Oh, there you go.
When they had like Lupercalia, which was a big purification fertility.
Where it was
festival.
Like you would present literally like a wolf's bloody heart to your Valentine and be like, hi, here it
yeah,
is.
The Romans just went all the way. They were very dramatic people.
Side note, can we bring that back? Can we bring back like
Lupercal?
Like pieces of, I'm not, Stephen, I don't know if you might want to take this as a hint or not, but I mean, I would accept a moose heart for whether.
You ruined my surprise now.
And on that note of shock and disappointment, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back on the Lunch Bunch for this special Valentine's Day episode. Stay tuned.
Now back to Andrew Hawthorne and the Lunch Bunch on VOCM.
We're back. We're talking about Valentine's Day with a plethora of guests today. Two couples, myself and Ainsley, keeping up the Hawthorne front on our side. Hello, Ainsley.
Hello.
And we've got David and Stephen keeping up the David and Stephen front. Now, you're not married yet.
No, not just yet.
Yeah. Have you figured out what you're going to do with your last name? Because Ainsley and I just thought up a new one.
I mean, I think we'll just keep it, keep our own last names. We hadn't really discussed that.
Uh-oh.
Stephen, I wonder, is that your plan?
To keep my last name?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Samson. I like the, the two S's that I have in my name. It looks nice when I sign my name onto checks and stuff like that. So I'd like to, I'd like to keep it, but it's always up for discussion.
You don't want to be Stephen Smar?
Stephen Smar.
I mean, I do have a family member whose name is David, so I already know David Sampson sounds great.
Oh, there you go.
Perfect. Oh, well, there we go. However, the, I guess a fun thing being kind of in the, you know, in the queer context within all this is that, like, you know, this whole marriage business wasn't really for us, you know, for the majority of history. So, like, we can kind of just make it up as we go.
The traditions haven't been written yet. You're figuring it out now.
Yeah, exactly. So like, you know, the last name question, you know, I'm sure that there's plenty of LGBTQ couples who have, you know, changed the last names and, you know, and done all that. But I mean, I personally don't really feel the pressure of that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Good. You can do what you want with it.
Yeah. Choose your own marriage. Nice. Adventure.
Which is how it should be.
It has baggage in the straight context too, right? Like, because taking a last name is entirely patriarchal and gives marriage a pretty patriarchal bad name because of its associations with, you know, like rough marriages in the past and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we wrestled with this as well. It's everybody's just kind of making it up as they go nowadays.
Yeah. And it isn't a standard thing around the world to take the husband's last name. Like, that's within our very specific culture that's normal, and it's starting to change now. Some people still prefer to do that, which of course is fine, but people are finding other alternatives, from hyphenation to keeping their names to choosing something new, which we did.
Going back to Valentine's Day, do either of you have fun Valentine's Day memories that you can, like, this was a great Valentine's Day at some point, or it doesn't even have to have been on Valentine's Day, because really what we're talking about is a fun, like, romantic moment or something. Even not that I'm putting you on the spot to tell me something.
I feel like you're
easily
fishing for compliments.
Yeah, tell me about a time that your partner was super great.
Well, and the funny thing is about starting to date in high school is, you know, in high school you're very romantic and you're very intense. So we had a lot of, like, romantic times when we were in high school that perhaps if you're dating when you're older, you would do less frequently.
Yeah. We don't generally, by the way, what's funny, because we did get together in high school, and we never recommend that to anybody.
Well, I don't recommend that people assume they're going to stay with the person they dated in high school.
Yeah.
I don't recommend what we did as the thing that everyone should do. It just worked out well for us.
Yeah. I don't know why. Do you have any like fond memories of that kind of a romantic flourish?
I personally love all the trips that we've taken. We really have, like, I remember our first trip that we took to Toronto, actually, to see Jays games together. It was, like, our first big trip, and it was one of those things where I remember booking the tickets and thinking, like, oh, God, is this going to work? And it was kind of early in our relationship, too, like, maybe midway through or maybe a little bit before that. So it was very, like, oh, God, are we going to get over there and have to spend 5 days constantly together? Like, is this really going to work? And it was after that I was really like, okay, if we can handle this, if we can do this kind of thing, then I think we could probably do anything. It was a long trip, too. We'd be like half flow. We flew from Newfoundland to Nova Scotia, and then we drove from Nova Scotia to Toronto, to Quebec, actually, and then to Toronto, and then came all the way back. So
that's a lot of one-on-one time, yeah.
Well, yeah. I think if you can travel with someone, if you can, you know, if you can get out of your own context and then, you know, and go out and see the brave world, I feel like that is definitely like a litmus test for,
sure,
for any given relationship. And hey, it's Valentine's Day. I have plenty of opportunity to get out of town. I don't know what
you can do a staycation.
Yeah,
give
sure
it a try.
Oh,
you know,
sure,
why
yeah
commit to a big road trip?
You go can just go to Bonavista or somewhere
exactly
for a weekend.
My
yeah
God.
Go to Bonavista. Go to Holyrood. I don't know. Just
sure
get out of town for
but
a bit.
But it's true. You learn a lot about someone when you're traveling with them and what your habits are like.
Yeah,
you know?
well, yeah, especially in on the specific trip that Stephen is talking about, there's one we drove from Stratford, Ontario, because we went and saw a production of the Scottish play.
Great!
And I won't say the name because I'm superstitious like that.
That's
but we drove from Stratford to Moncton. Moncton, New Brunswick, in one fell swoop.
Wow!
So, you know, so once again, I think it was like 16 hours and whatnot, and like,
yeah,
A, learn to trust the other person in terms of, like, you know, driving great distances and whatnot, but like, that's, 16, 17 hours or however long it was, where you're trapped in a box going fairly fast.
And you have to talk to each other because we, Andrew and I went away to school in British Columbia about 6 months after we started dating.
Yeah.
And we wound up being long distance for basically 6 years while he was going to school in Newfoundland and I was going to school in BC and then Ontario. And although that's really tough and frustrating, one of the benefits of it is that you have to talk to each other.
Oh, that's all we had.
Yeah. So you really learn to communicate. You learn to work things out, to talk to each other about your values and your interests. And that was, I think that's been a huge foundation.
Learning to fight has been a huge foundation. Yeah.
Yeah. Learning to fight well.
Yeah.
Like how to fight without intentionally hurting the other person.
Mm-hmm. And kind of bringing it to a resolution, especially when it's not an important fight anyway.
Yeah.
That's a piece of relationship advice I would share, is that even when you're angry, you know, express what you're frustrated about, but don't intentionally try to hurt the other person. Mm-hmm.
Because you can.
You know how to do it.
Yeah.
And it's just very hard to walk that back when you really hurt someone's feelings. So just keep your control enough not to do that. And I think it makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think Stephen and I have kind of, and Stephen, you feel free to chime in here, of course, but there's, you know, we don't have like fights.
That's good.
A lot. Like, you know, I mean, you know, we're two human beings and, you know, and things happen, obviously. But like, I personally have kind of adopted the tactic where it's just like, okay, this is, you know, I'm upset about this, but I don't want to be upset about this anymore. So I'm not going to be upset about this anymore. Mm. Like, can we just be cool? And then, you know, from there, work things out. And hey, I mean, here we're still here.
You don't have fights, hey? How do you both feel about pineapple on pizza, though?
Let's see.
Thankfully, I have found a man who thinks that pineapple on pizza is wrong.
Wow.
Yep. Oh, I am so for pineapple on pizza.
Uh-oh. So am I.
So we're also,
maybe this is a straight thing.
We've selected ourselves.
I don't know. All right, we're going to take a quick break when we get back. We're talking Valentine's Day here on The Lunch Bunch. Stay tuned.
Now back to Andrew Hawthorne and The Lunch Bunch on VOCM.
We're back. We're talking about Valentine's Day and relationships and love and all that stuff. And we've got all kinds of guests today, not the least of which is David Marr here in studio. Hello. And his person, Stephen, who is on the phone there. Hey, Stephen.
Oh, hi.
And my very own person who's here in the studio as well, Ainsley Hawthorne. Hi, Ainsley.
Hi.
So obviously we are all the world experts on love.
Clearly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know everything that's going on. And everybody should definitely take our advice on
everything. That's why we have this call-in show.
That we're doing. Why else would we possibly be here today?
Yeah.
So so if you have any relationship advice, in theory we're in successful relationships so far, knock on wood. do you have any advice for people in relationships or getting into relationships or getting out of relationships that you would like to pass on? What is your wisdoms?
Well, getting out of relationships is just run and contact the local authorities if you need to. But like for myself, and you know, I mean, you can only speak for yourself in this whole thing. But Stephen, you like make me laugh all of the time, and that's really like kind of the bedrock of it all. If I wasn't with someone who could make me laugh, then I don't think I'd be here.
That's joy to your life, literally.
Well, yeah, you know, like that's, you know, so like I said, that's just for me. You know, to find someone who can like I said, we're it's 8 years now, I suppose, that we were give or take about the months and all that jazz. You know,
it's but almost a decade.
Almost a decade. You know, and to 8 years later, still laugh at your extremely dumb joke, Stephen.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do you think I'm so silly? Is that why?
No.
Yeah, is he laughing at you or with you, Stephen?
Well, you know, the sound of laughter is what makes me happy. So that's all I care about.
Okay. This will be the first fight when you get home.
Yeah,
on
here we go.
Day. Yeah.
Do you have any advice to add to this, Stephen?
Learn to cook.
Ooh,
oh, no.
If you are able to take someone to your house and cook them a nice meal, I think that's the best thing you can do to anybody. Every once in a while, when David gets home late after work and I've only cooked something that we've had 400 times before this month, I still think it's a nice thing to do.
That's
it's
really nice.
Do you have any ideas for something that would be nice to cook for Valentine's Day, preferably hitting the romantic and easy to prepare checkbox?
Fancy ramen.
Nice.
That's a great idea.
You could do some special things to Mr. Noodles.
You know, the amazing thing about Mr. Noodles is if you just chop up vegetables into it, suddenly it's fancy soup.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's what I'm saying. You can crack an egg inside the water and make it really nice and fancy. It looks like you're at a ramen shop in your own kitchen.
Yeah. Ainsley, I hate to put you on the spot.
I think we're about to find out about your plans later today.
I know, right?
Spoiler alert.
Do you have any advice for relationship advice to share with our listeners out there?
I do. I mean, I don't like to generalize from our relationship because I think every relationship has its own dynamic and different things work for different people.
I think it's something of a mystery that it's worked at all to either of us.
But I do think there are certain things you should always look for in a partner. I think you should always look for someone who's kind as the foundational thing.
Yeah.
Someone who's honest.
And these are things you can tell before you've been with somebody.
Yeah. I mean, as you're getting to know someone.
Yeah.
Right? And you need chemistry. You need to start off with chemistry. But if you want to be with someone, and especially if you're going to be monogamous, you know, for a long-term relationship, you really need to both be kind to each other and both be willing to work on growing together. Because it's so easy to grow apart, but if you constantly stay interested in the other person, that's how you grow together. Because we started dating when we were 16. We're totally different people than we were then.
We are. And that's one of the things I like the most. If you make yourself willing, and I don't think it just depends on you getting together young. I think that if you're intending to be in a long-distance relationship.
Long-term.
Long-term relationship. Don't be in a long-distance relationship. That's never a good idea. But if you want to be in it for the long haul and approach it saying, I am going to be changed by this. I'm going to allow myself to be a different person because of this, then you're getting off to a much better start, I think. So we're fortunate that we were able to do that anyway.
And you've said sometimes that if you're with someone for many years, for many decades, then you're with many different people.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I often think about I have no idea if this is true or if it's just like a colloquialism or whatever it is, but the whole thing where like every 7 years, your body, all your cells are brand new things. So like, again, you know, like we're in year 8 or 9 or whatever it is, or like
the 8 or 9th version of David here.
Well, yeah. You know, so like I know for a fact for the first time I laid eyes on Stephen that I am a completely brand new human being, you know, technically, and you know, we're still going strong.
And after 8 years, you must see a big difference in each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Oh, totally. I think, not that I feel this in a bad way, but I definitely don't think the same people that we were the 8 years ago are the same people that we are now. But I think that is development. It's like personal development. You are going to change. This is just a thing to do. It's just nice that I got to do it with him.
All right. We've only got about 20 seconds left. Going around the circle, what is the absolute best Valentine's Day present that somebody who hasn't got one yet can go out and get? David.
You know what? There's nothing wrong with a big bouquet of flowers.
Steven.
I really want a bouquet of money.
Great answer.
Ainsley, do you have anything?
Dark chocolate. I love something you can eat or use.
And I want Star Wars figures. Everybody say Happy Valentine's Day. 1, 2, 3.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Cheers, folks.